I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Always follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Here we go. Welcome into the program. This is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Pauly Howard as we are live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Coming up today, over the next 3 hours, we do have Brad Powers on the program in an hour. His thoughts on the opening weekend of bowl games, which will begin tomorrow, bright and early. Mike Pritchard on the show a little bit later on. Played in the league for nearly 10 years, now a VSiN host. His thoughts on tonight's game, and Paul Charchian, Fantasy Football Hall of Famer. Player props, who he likes tonight, who he dislikes, and it's obviously a huge part of the season in fantasy football, Paulie. And this is, quite frankly, a really, really big football game tonight in Seattle. The Seahawks are hosting the 49ers. And for the most part, the point spread here is San Francisco now lane 3. There are 3.5s out there if you look around. And that's going to be even money, obviously, on the 49ers and about $1.20 on Seattle. Question marks that we have in this game tonight. Do we know if Brock Purdy is going to play? He was limited in practice all week long. Mm-hmm. And he was, again, the talk of the entire country after what happened at home against the Buccaneers on Sunday when he was so good. If he doesn't play, we'll throw this out there, Josh Johnson would come in and play the fourth stringer now, right for the 49ers.
Imagine that.
And what would happen to the point spread? Does it drop that much if we go from Purdy to Josh Johnson? Here's my thing. I would hope that there's a I don't think this is going to happen. This is like wishful thinking. I would hope the point spread would drop down like way below 3, and I'd absolutely bet the 49ers at that point.
Yeah. It's a be careful game tonight. Because how is Walker, who has an ankle injury, coming off the injury, going to get anything going on the ground?
Uh-huh.
And Seattle has done nothing on the ground the last six games, five of the last six. They also can't stop the run. They've been getting gashed. More on that coming up. It's a be careful game. It's also a crazy situation. To think that the 49ers, if Purdy can't go, could lock up the division with a fourth-string quarterback.
Oh, man.
Think about that. But let's say, for argument's sake, if it is Johnson, he played two games last year and threw for 300 yards in both of them with two different teams, Baltimore and the Jets. 28 of 40 for 300 yards. And then he had 317 and 3 scores when they lost 45-30 against the Colts. But then you have to go back to 2018. And then he said last time he played, if going back to the two games last year. So who knows what you're going to get from this guy. But it's the number one defense against the 30th defense in points per game allowed. And we know they've won 6 in a row, and they've been great ATS, and no one scored more than 17 points against them. But I just find a hard time believing that, see how Seattle can get. But it's also, again, how it's a be careful game. 10 of the last 11, Seattle's beat them at home, like you talked about yesterday, how this division doesn't make any sense. The Niners have swept them twice since 2002. If they win today, it's the first time they've swept them since 2011. Seattle is also 17-4 against the Niners since 2012. That's including the win earlier in the season.
Right,
so they've owned them.
That's overall. That's including trips to San Francisco, playing at home in the playoffs.
Yes.
When you break it down and just simply go Seattle at home against the 49ers, again, 10-1 straight up.
Come on.
12-2 ATS going all the way back. Most of that, obviously, with Russell Wilson. Again, as we pointed out yesterday, this is a pretty fascinating note. It goes all the way back to 1986. So, I mean, these players were not even alive, some of them anyway, all the way back then. But Seattle has been a home dog in December 25 times since then. They're 20-5 ATS, 14-11 straight up. And as for Kenneth Walker, like you talked about, he's fully cleared, right? I mean, he's participating, full participant in practice after I think it was on Monday. But I'll give you, Paulie, his last 3 weeks before he got injured, 10 carries, 17 yards, 14 for 26, 3 for 26, and he was banged up in that game. And if you go back to, what was it, week four when they played, he had 4 carries for 10 yards against San Francisco. He did nothing then.
That's been the story. The last four games with Seattle. Last week, they were outgained on the ground 223-46.
Yeah.
The Rams game, it was 171-90 against the Rams, who can't run the ball. Las Vegas, 283-65. And this was when it's like, oh boy, this thing's really getting off the rails. The Germany game, Tampa has never been able to run. 161-40.
Yeah, they can't.
They
stop
were
anybody.
Outgained in the ground in that game. Something has happened here because it was a great story, but something has happened since the bye. It's been a disaster coming out of the bye.
Yeah. Well, also, like the offense to sustain what Geno was doing the entire year was probably a little bit much to ask. Although, when you really look at it, Lockett, Metcalf, they're having really good years. Lockett has scored in 6 straight games.
How about that?
So you got that going tonight as well. Yep. Smith basically did nothing. Only a couple of times this year he has thrown for 0 touchdowns. That was one of them when he played the 49ers earlier on in the season. But I do think eventually, and I'll break this down coming up for player props in about 25 minutes, I think Lockett and maybe Goodwin, there might be an angle tonight to bet on both of those players in this game. So, but the biggest question mark tonight obviously remains Brock Purdy and whether or not he is going to play again. So good last week against Tampa Bay. The week before that when he came in and he spelled Garoppolo. And now it's a short week, and he's a rookie. He's Mr. Irrelevant. He was asked how he's handling his second start on a short week here.
I feel like this is part of the game. A lot of the guys have said, you know, welcome to the NFL, you know, in terms of you get banged up a little bit. You got to be ready to roll in 4 days. You got to learn another install. You got to memorize plays. You got to get guys going around you. So, I mean, this is it. This is, you know, the best of the best. And for me, I look at it as a challenge. Like, I can prove to myself that, you know, I belong here and I can play here and I can do all these things, the challenges of, you know, being banged up and having to go out and perform. And especially in a crucial part of the season where, you know, it's going to take what it takes. You know, there's no regrets, you know, moving forward or anything like that I want to have down the road. I want to make sure that I give everything I have right now. And so it's a great challenge for myself.
He's very easy to root for.
Yeah. He looks like he's 18.
Oh, he does.
I can't get over that when I see him in press conferences.
Yeah.
Yep. Season on the line for Seattle, though, too.
Do you maybe like McCaffrey tonight a little bit more because there's no Deebo Samuel? Because they'll sprinkle in a couple of runs here and there. But now, I mean, basically, they're very thin. We saw the rookie last week who looked, I got to tell you, it was Mason. He looked pretty good for the 49ers. So maybe he gets some more work tonight. I don't know if you can find any Mason props tonight. But McCaffrey, you know, though, the last couple of weeks when things have been so obvious, it hasn't exactly gone that way. I know Hunter Henry went over his receiving yards against Arizona earlier this week on Monday Night Football, but that he never scored a touchdown, so whatever. But McCaffrey's rushing prop tonight is 79.5. I mean, it's the way the Seahawks have been going, it's like a high school team can run on them.
Yeah. I could also point to the receiving yards, too, and throwing to them. That's
the combination
yes,
there.
Yes, you could do that because they hardly throw to Kittle. That's another one as well.
Right.
If Seattle loses this game, that's probably it because they go to Kansas City next week. But if they win, they're in business because they close with the Jets and Rams at home. And they should be able to beat the Rams at home week 18. Mm-hmm. That gets you to 9. Again, another team, they needed a result. They needed a winner and a loser in that giant Washington game. the tie kills him.
Yep.
But this is a big spot for Seattle tonight as well. But I want to see if it's him, and they expect him to play. Now you're going from friendly confines, at home looked great last 2 weeks. Now it's your first road start in a hostile environment.
Yep.
What happens to Purdy?
Yeah, and when you look at the overall numbers, like advanced metrics, the expected points added per play, for example, and you look at the Seattle offense compared to the San Francisco defense, and I'll tell you, the Seattle offense has had a hell of a year. I mean, they are top five, top 10 in a lot of these key categories, but the Niners are better defensively. For example, total EPA per play on the year, the Seahawks are number 6 overall in the entire league. Well, defensively, the Niners are number 3. Passing EPA per play, Seahawks are 8th. Niners are 4th. Like all of the rush stuff, right? Niners are basically one across the board. Points per game, Seahawks are 6th on offense, while Niners are number 1 overall on defense. Play success percentage, Seahawks are 4th. Niners defense, 1st. Here's maybe the one area where the Seahawks can exploit the 49ers tonight. It's the explosive pass percentage, because they do have big play capability. Mm-hmm. And I brought up Lockett and Goodwin already.
You saw it against with what Miami did.
Yeah, right away. So on the year in that category, the Seahawks are 3rd. Defensively, the Niners are 17th. So, you know, there's probably going to be at least one or two big plays. Do they result in like a 65-yard touchdown? Maybe no, but maybe it's a 3rd and 11 and they pick up a big, you know, 39-yard chunk play that would consider something like in that category. So that's something to maybe keep an eye on tonight where, and I'll break this all down again coming up in about 20 minutes here. The Niners do a lot, almost in every game this year, they allow at least one, if not in many cases, it's multiple, like really long receptions against the opponent.
Okay.
So that might be the one weakness.
Yep, Miami got him right away with the 75-yard touchdown, and Hill got him later in the game. But during the 6-game winning streak, no one's cracked more than 17 on them, and they faced Herbert and Brady and Tua. So they've against some good quarterbacks. The other thing is the second half thing. Wait, what are we at, 84-14 now? The second half run out scoring opponents.
I believe that's right.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, because shame on them. They've actually allowed touchdowns in the second half in back-to-back weeks.
Yes.
Come on, guys, pick it up a little bit here.
Yes, right.
Yeah. Look at their schedule. Look at that. Look at the Chiefs. Mahomes went to San Francisco and put 44 on that defense.
Right. Well, everything's changed since then.
Well, no, I know.
I know, but that's,
but that'll tell you.
I got you. Yeah.
The one team, when they show up and bring their A game like that, it's like, okay, I don't care how good you guys are on defense.
Well, this is big, though, too. This is big for our draft Saturday.
Yeah.
With the blackjack. Yeah. I mean, because a lot of people making the case, and thanks for the feedback yesterday. I mean, they win tonight, then you know they're going to win the division. But then you know probably worst case, what, 3 seed? And then if they win, they go to Minnesota. So definitely a path for the Niners.
Oh,
no matter who's playing quarterback.
Yep. Fall sports, full swing, Bet Rivers on, and winter sports. Online sports book, your full home for the latest lines, odds, and boosts. Whether you're a soccer, football, hockey, or basketball fan, Bet Rivers has you covered. Join them every week for new promotions like their Tuesday hockey first goal insurance, Sunday football parlay insurance, and more. Bet Rivers is calling all soccer fans to head to BetRivers.com to check out their World Cup daily bet and get, where it's a whole new game. Paulie will run down the betting action from last night and win some, lose some. How about this? A 2-point home favorite trailed by 30 in the first half.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets.
if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
The videos and tweets are A-plus today. Let's start with the World Cup. France-Morocco exact score 2-0, 5-1. Great job, Nigel. France minus one. I thought they were outplayed, though, for much of that match. Morocco played well. And now the big one Sunday where France got the flu. A lot of guys are sick. That could play a factor.
Did you notice the opening number across the country for this finale?
Yeah, way too much respect. I like Argentina.
Now, that's what Nigel said yesterday. He basically said if they open it up minus 110, you got to bet Argentina. Some shops opened up France minus 125.
Yeah. France to win both halves, plus 325. Hernandez, first goal, 18-1. Canucks goal in the first 10 on the road continues. Took a minute yesterday, 16-0. How about that run? Beautiful. And what a night in the association with the points. Warriors, Pacers over, 235 up to 239. Pistons, Hornets over, 226 up to 230. That was 141 to 134 in overtime. Kings Raptors over, 227 up to 232. That was 124 to 123. And as one viewer pointed out, but he's right, you look at how many 35-point quarters did we have? At least 35. The Magic scored 50 in the first quarter against the Hawks.
Yeah.
Something going on in Atlanta. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. Subscribe, be part of the team, VSiN Pro. Our radio and podcast friends, eclectic mix as always. We hit every demographic. These are awesome. Look at the dog here. We see the baby's sleeping. And the dog realizes, oh, the feet are out. Right? Got to cover them up. Comes in with the nose. Got to help. It takes a little bit. But coming in, I got to cover up the kid's feet. Right? Got that?
Yeah, he's chilly. I can sense it.
Right. Yeah, sure. And then there you go. Use the nose and then cover up the little feet there. And I got you. He looks around. Job well done. Mm-hmm. Here you go. That is great. How about this one? The owner's trying to get a nap in here, right? Trying to sleep. The dog's like, I want to go for a walk. The dog's having none of it. And he's growling. Now he's shaking him. Oh, my God. Wow, he's punching him. Wake up. Let's
great.
Go. I have to go to the bathroom.
My God. It's the second time in a month I'm going to make this reference. It's What About Bob when Bill Murray won't wake up.
Yeah. That is great.
It's an unbelievable scene in that movie.
That's a big guy.
Yeah.
He's nailing all that. Look at him.
Yeah.
All his might and force. Wake up. Come on. I would like to get a Rottweiler.
Gonna get me in trouble.
Look at this with a Rottweiler. Don't go in the pool.
Okay.
You can't go in the pool.
Don't
whatever
tell
you
your
do,
mommy.
Don't go in the pool.
You want to go swimming?
It's just, okay, fine, go. The guy kicks up cannonball right in. Now look at the guy in the corner. Pitter patter.
Yeah.
You can't get enough
of the
water.
He's going to be tired by the time your mom gets home.
That's the theme here with the water. We continue. What's this otter doing jumping on our boat here? What's this all about? I mean, he was in a hurry to jump in. Trouble in the sea?
What do we got here? Shark on the way?
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. There you go. That's a big boy.
Your orca. He had to get out of there.
Yeah.
Incoming.
Okay.
Incoming.
All right, pal. You can sit down for a little while.
That's a smart otter. He got the hell out. Jumped on that boat in a hurry, right? Because he knew what was coming. And again, sticking with the water theme. Yeah, look at that.
Good was morning, Nigel. Everyone. It's Nigel Seeley. A great night for us yesterday with Argentina.
winning 3-0 against Croatia in the first World Cup semi-final in the Lusail Stadium. Tonight we move to the Al Bayt. We move to the Al Bayt Stadium, where the big game Morocco plays France. A huge, huge match. The French are the world champions. Very heavy favourites with BetRivers to win this game. The Moroccans have been the surprise package.
He's just going down the lazy river in the pool all the time, filming the damn thing. And now, did you see with his wife? He went down the slide and he filmed the whole thing too.
Yeah, yeah,
unbelievable.
So he was going to come on today. Unfortunately, he can't. Nigel's on a yacht. Yeah. He's living the good life, man.
How about the hotel room?
Oh, it looked amazing yesterday.
Yeah.
His breakdowns, by the way, this week have been just magnificent.
Yes. Lose some Mavs, Cavs over 213 up to 217. 105 to 90 final. That was a loser. I'll put it under lose some, but it should be a win some, right? And this is excellent. This was on social media. Lady's 83 years old. She's at the McDonald's drive-thru. And she doesn't know what she wants, and she's taking her time, and the lady, the person behind her lays on the horn. And she, let's go. Come on. I have to go. Goes up, and she pays for the person behind her that was laying on the horn. Go back, looks over her shoulder, the rearview mirror, and realizes once the cashier tells her about what happened, she goes, oh, I'm embarrassed. Okay. Thank you very much. Thanks for paying. Pay it forward. I appreciate you doing that. And I'm sorry. I laid on the horn. Then she goes up. She shows both receipts and grabs her bag of food because she has to go all the way around and do the whole thing over again. And she said, and her final post was, I'm 83 years old. Don't honk at old people. We've been around for a while. It takes time.
Yeah, we know what we're doing. Grabbed her food and the person's food behind her.
Yeah, said, grab it. Said, yeah, I paid for it. Here you go. Give it to me.
Good luck, lady.
Yep, you have to go all, you do the whole thing over again.
Hopefully 30 cars were in line.
Yep, there you go. And one lose some. I'm not a contrarian. I'm no Skip Bayless garbage here. I am what I am. I is what I is. I mean, I really, there's nothing I like more than getting fired up for a new TV show, and it's excellent, and you can knock out a whole season in 2 days, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm 4 episodes through season 2 of White Lotus. We got to do better.
Oh, boy.
Come on, people. It's average. It's an average show. And maybe it's going to close strong with 3 episodes left, and I know you can see what's coming up and how the show started. This is everyone just raving about how good this is and its excellence. You know, I cannot believe people are just going crazy.
We were inundated,
about how good season 2 of White Lotus. But then again, we're on a bad run here. As people, we're on a bad run for 5 years. There are people who actually think Better Call Saul is better than Breaking Bad. So I should have had my antenna up and realized, oh, I got to be careful here. I don't want to set the bar too high. It's okay.
I trust nobody when it comes to TV shows.
No, you can't.
I realized that many years ago.
You can't.
No, and I have 1 episode to go in season 1. I will say that season 1 has gotten a little bit better, but to rave about this, you must be desperate or hard up.
Yeah.
For content. Why are you like that? There's so much good television out there.
And she's the only, and this is why you didn't have to finish season 1. Jennifer Coolidge is the only character that's in 1 and 2.
Okay,
I can't stand her character. I don't think she's a good actress, and I hate that character.
I can't stand the character in season 1.
Yeah, it's a dumb character.
I want to fast forward through it.
That's what I did in season 2.
Yeah,
I go, I don't care about this person and her whining and can't get it. Win some, lose some. Presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. If your first wager loses, receive a free bet equal to your stake up to $500. Learn more at BetRivers.com.
Now, our producer, Dustin, loves the show, and he told us, like, the point of it, I get it. Like, you're supposed to, but I don't, he said, you're supposed to hate almost every one of the characters, but it's not appealing to me. I don't, like, the husband of the guy who's loaded in the show, the young guy who's got a problem, they won't give him the suite, like in season 1, I hate him.
Yeah.
I know people like him. I hate that kind of person. I don't want to watch that.
I don't think their acting's is
no. The acting great. Is no.
So like, you'll say the same
Connie
thing about
Britton,
season
Steve
2.
Zahn. Steve Zahn's okay in the show, but it's like what?
Yeah. Who's it? Harper's husband? I mean, that kid's. Yeah, it's very disappointing. Yeah. Was concerned with all the hype you were saying about the college basketball game.
Oh, yeah, here's the to pay off the tease anyway. And I heard, you know, this line moved last night. And it's the first time in a many, many years that UCLA's played at Maryland. And, you know, people are making a big deal out of it. And it was on national TV. And I have a future ticket on Maryland. I should have known better yesterday. I didn't bet them, but I should have gone the other way. I'm, you know, that line moved to 2 Maryland. And everybody's making the case for the Terps. They're a 2-point favorite at home, Paulie. They trailed 47-17 in the first half. That was a 30-point game pretty much the entire way.
Wow.
I mean, that is just, you want to talk about taking the air out of the building? Devastating.
Yeah.
And here's that note that you mentioned in the NBA. Elias Sports Bureau. NBA teams averaged 119.1 points per game across 10 games last night. There have been 1,569 days in NBA history where at least 10 games were played. Wednesday was the highest scoring day of any of them. And by the way, the Blazers, I know they played the Spurs last night. You were anti-Blazers before the season. Mm-hmm. It was looking a little shaky. They're playing pretty well. And Lillard came back. Lillard scorching hot. Have you looked at what Embiid is doing lately? He's had two 50-point games now on the season, the only player to do that. But he's killing it. And the Nuggets scored 140-plus last night.
We were talking before the show. You can find the Clippers 7-1 to win the division. That's a good bet. You might have something here where you, books fall asleep and you could get Sacramento at a juicy price because the Suns are a wreck right now.
Oh.
And there's so many weird stories. And I mean, the Clippers are tied for first place. You get them 7-1. And now Curry's hurt. And this has just been a weird season. But again, someone is going to be disappointed big time in the West because a good, at least a team with high expectations, is going to miss the play-in round entirely.
Right.
Minnesota's out of it right now. The Lakers are going to make a trade. They're going to be okay.
The only pushback I'll give you on the Clippers is, do they really care about it at all?
That's fair.
Will they push for it at all?
Sitting guys, but I mean, if you watch the Suns play lately, you say, oh, I don't care.
Yep. Up next, we'll get into player props. A lot of good angles for tonight's big Thursday night football game, 49ers and Seahawks. Can this player come close to his 181-yard performance from last year? We'll discuss that and many other angles here on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
VSiN, the gift that keeps on giving. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber, only $79. Get access to everything we do through the Big Dance. Sign up today, you'll get $20 for hats, shirts, mugs, other gear, the online store, betting splits, and access to every play by every host and every guest. Limited time offer through the madness. VSiN.com/subscribe. Get up there today.
For some people, prop bets are a hobby. For others, it's a way of life.
So I'm going to propose you a proposition.
Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard live this life every single day.
I would not bet on that. I mean, unless you want to win a buttload of money.
This is prop culture.
Pay that man his money.
On Follow the Money.
Here's what we're looking at right now for props in tonight's game. We have nothing up on Brock Purdy as of right now, which makes some sense. Don't know if he's going to play at this hour. Does have the oblique. He was limited all week in practice. As for Geno Smith, having a great season, still the favorite to be the comeback player of the year. On the season, he has thrown for multiple scores in every game but two. One of those, again, against San Francisco. He had 197 yards passing when they first played and zero touchdowns. Tonight, his yards prop, 236.5. Touchdowns, 1.5. I see him, I think this is going to be a long night overall for the Seahawks offense again.
Yeah.
You got to love almost every single matchup here for the Niners on defense.
Yeah, I don't see how Seattle and Walker gets going and how Seattle's able to run the ball at all. I mean, got nothing against Tampa, got nothing against the Raiders, couldn't do a damn thing against Carolina, could be behind early, forced to throw. For that reason, which I think could be in play, I would look at Lockett over. Metcalf over. You'll get to Lockett in a second, what you said earlier. But because I think Metcalf's low at 64. But the other thing, do you concur? I would take Purdy under. I would take Johnson over.
Why do you say that?
Because Johnson had success in the games he played last year, too, throwing the ball. I think more Johnson can sit back and rip it, and Purdy would be more dink and dunk and continue what he's done the couple weeks as well. And maybe Shanahan trusts the veteran who's been around a long time in a hostile environment as opposed to the Mr. Irrelevant going on the road.
I do think the 49ers might just keep it simple tonight, though, and keep it ground and pound, because anybody can beat up the Seahawks defense.
Yeah,
again,
that's true.
Yeah, I mean,
that's true.
The Panthers did whatever they wanted last week again.
Yes, I mean, Darnold threw for 120 yards.
Yeah, they didn't even really.
They moved it. Well, I mean, 220 on the ground. I mean, that's just
right. It's
embarrassing what's happened here.
So as for McCaffrey, again, overall, 35.5 receiving yards tonight. The rushing number was 79.5. And by the way, there's no doubt these numbers are going to go up today. That's how it works. In these primetime games, the biggest star players, they will always, public will always be betting these players to go over. McCaffrey has surpassed 140 total yards in back-to-back games, 10 receptions, 3 touchdowns overall. And now here is what you're removing from the 49ers offense with no Deebo Samuel. He was averaging 3.4 carries per game and 7.5 targets per game. So you would think that it's even going to be heavier McCaffrey usage tonight with no Deebo Samuel. That just makes sense.
Yeah.
They will spell him a little bit in the game, but I think the touches are going to be there throughout for this guy. Kenneth Walker again. We talked about this. He was having no success before the injury. It's 3 straight games under 40 yards. He did get hurt in one of them. But if you go back to the Niners game the first time they played, Penny was still around, but he only had 10 yards in that game. And as for the Niners defense again, they are first in rushing yards against. They only allow 57 per game. They're third in rushing touchdowns. They've only allowed 5. And they're first in yards per carry to running backs, which is 3.2. So I put it this way. In my biggest fantasy football league, we're in the semifinals beginning this week. My opponent has Kenneth Walker. Last night I looked, he put him on the bench. I'm begging that he changes his mind before the game and puts Kenny Walker in the game.
Oh, yeah. He will do nothing. He had 14 yards in the first meeting. So it was a blowout, 27-7.
Yep.
That was, and you know, Geno's had a great year. But, I mean, he just checked it down and the numbers look good. But, they didn't score a point on offense in that first meeting and were routed. And Walker, and it was still Penny then. Walker wasn't Walker then. But, Walker had 10 yards. Penny had 15 yards.
Mm-hmm.
So nothing on the ground in the first meeting.
Zero. So if I brought that up with McCaffrey getting more touches with no Deebo, could I make the same case for Ayuk? As I said, they're going to wipe away 7.5 targets per game. Well, not all 7.5 are going to go to McCaffrey. A couple of those will probably go to McCaffrey. Then where do the other 4 or 5 go? Ayuk, again, having a pretty solid season. He's going to probably get most of the targets from Purdy or Johnson on the outside. Keep this in mind. Tariq Woolen, who is the outstanding cornerback on defense for the Seahawks, he only plays the right side so the Niners can get creative and they can move Ayuk all the way around if they would like. And they can match him up against Michael Jackson, who's allowed a passer rating of 140 over his last 3 games on average for Ayuk in his career, but 4 catches for 56 yards and he had 5 for 63 in week 3. And his props tonight are 4.5 catches for 51.5 yards.
I'll tell you what is crazy would be first touchdown. I mean, this could be a lot, there'd be a lot of surprises tonight, but who could score the first touchdown in the game?
Well,
you could even go, I could see a pick 6 early on or something. Something crazy happening, something like this.
I mean, you're
several
right.
Candidates.
Because, and I will tell you that because I bet Ayuk from time to time, he's normally around 12-1. You take Samuel out, and now they're favored in the game, so he's plus 750. McCaffrey's the shortest shot on the board at plus 425, but I think you're right, Paul. I mean, you could see somebody like maybe Jennings, right, who comes in and gets some now some starting reps with no Samuel. Maybe, could I see McLeod? Could I make a case for him? But if somebody like a Jennings could pop up, or if the Seahawks score first, maybe that player is going to be Goodwin, who's 20-1 to score first or plus 370 anytime. It'll be somebody like that. Lockett again, he has scored in 6 straight games.
Yep.
San Francisco's defense ranks 10th in pass rush, 4th in coverage, and 3rd overall. Those are Pro Football Focus numbers. But here's what I want to concentrate on again, and I brought this up, the explosive pass percentage. The Seahawks are very good at that category in offense. They are, in fact, top 5. Niners are 17th on defense. And if you go back and look at the game log for the Niners all year long, they've had 11 games where the longest reception has been at least 27 yards. 10 games, the longest reception has been longer than 30 yards. And in multiple games, they've allowed receptions of 30 yards or more. To happen more than once, actually, in those games. You look at Lockett going back in recent games. He's had catches of 37, 34, and 40. Godwin going back 38, 17, 21, 19, 19, 23, 22, 23. Godwin's longest reception prop tonight is 16.5. Lockett is in the low 20s. I think if there are two players who can exploit that on defense, it's going to be those two. I think maybe more volume would be towards Metcalf, but in terms of explosive plays, I think it's going to be the two guys I just brought up. And you might look in their direction. How about the tight end spot with George Kittle? The Seahawks are a little tricky defending the tight end. They've allowed the 11th fewest receptions. However, the fourth most yards and 14 yards per reception overall to tight ends. Jordan Brooks is the guy who gets tight ends typically, and he was responsible for being on Kittle last year when Kittle had 181 yards.
Mm.
Brooks allows a 77% completion rate in his coverage, the fourth highest passer rating, 127.6, and most touchdowns overall, that's four, to linebackers. So this could be a spot, again, where Kittle shines. And we don't say that very often. We want to, but we don't, just because he doesn't have the volume and he blocks a lot.
Rookie quarterback, first road start, Seattle, can't run the ball going against the best defense in the league. We're making the case for the under here, too. I mean, 43.
43.
And the prime time, it's everything you want here. The prime time unders, which have been great this year, and the divisional game unders, which have been dynamite this year.
That's right.
So you have everything rolled into one here, and it figured to be a conservative game plan by San Francisco, and Seattle. I can't see Seattle moving. They won't do a damn thing on the ground. I'll be shocked if Walker has any success.
Yeah, me too. Don't ignore kicker props. Robbie Gould tonight for the 49ers. They rank top 10 in both yards per game and red zone scoring opportunities per game in the last 3 weeks. The Seahawks are 26th in total yards allowed and 29th in red zone appearances over the same time. And also, Seattle allows they allow three field goals per game to the opponent. So we like to bring up like different angles with the sack props or the field goal props or the points scored in the game by certain field goal kickers. Robbie Gould could be the guy tonight. And that will not be available anywhere here in Las Vegas. I'm going to guess his total tonight is 7.5. So, but based on that, he's going to have plenty of opportunities. I wish we knew more, obviously, at this hour with Brock Purdy.
Mm-hmm. Imagine Johnson's out there. Can you believe that? This guy's played for everybody.
What do you say about Shanahan if Johnson goes out there tonight and he looks really, really good?
Yeah. Well, I know it didn't. That's unfair. People bring that up. Well, look at the record without Garoppolo, with Beathard and Mullen. And that was, but this, Shanahan's an excellent. He's too conservative at times.
I would also say that players like Beathard actually had moments and they played well in certain games.
Yeah, yeah.
And it wasn't on him that they lost.
Yes.
They've had plenty of injuries.
But this speaks to Shanahan and certainly his coaching ability that you can do this.
Yep.
And you're winning games with Mr. Irrelevant.
Up next, this is going to be a lot of fun. There are typically five sportsbook regulars. You can probably identify and relate to who we're talking about. That also means you're going to get one of the best videos ever taken on a race book coming up here on Follow the Money.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Sports in full swing. Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook, your home, all the latest lines, odds, and boosts. Soccer, football, hockey, or basketball, they have you covered. Sunday, the title game and the World Cup. Over 800 different ways to bet the soccer. Don't forget about the third place match Saturday. Soccer fans, head to BetRivers.com or check out the World Cup Daily Bet and Get. Whole new game, great house specials, great menu. Thursday night football, Bet Rivers.
Football is back!
Yeah, I know. They got me.
No, I just like small pet peeve time. Driving around, it doesn't matter. This happened to us all the time, Paulie, when we'd work at different spots. Hey, can you come in and read a commercial for me? It's November 29th, the very first line. Football is back, baby!
I was listening to a local station yesterday, hip-hop station, and it was school's almost here. School's almost. I go, why do you allow this to get through?
Oh, wow. Hey, come on. Is that right?
It's almost Christmas.
School's up. That's one of the worst I've ever heard then.
Hey, guys, school around the corner again. I'm like, oh, my God, it's bad. Dave Sharapan's been on the show before, and you can follow him on Twitter. It's a convoluted handle at SportsBKConsig, Sportsbook Consigliere. And you're out, Tom. You're out. He's got a great – he worked for 20 years in the sportsbook industry and was big. I know it was at Cantor Gaming before it changed as well. Yeah. And he had an article on the regulars at the sportsbook.
You know, I saw him on Sunday, actually, at the Westgate.
Okay, yeah.
And, you know, we were talking about how, you know, sportsbook philosophy nowadays. And he reminded me that when they were at Cantor, was it now 10, 12, 13 years ago?
Uh-huh.
He said they would take big bets from everybody.
Yes.
So they would have the balance of taking huge bets from some of the sharpest people in the world, but they would also take bets from people who had no clue what they're just like high rollers with tons of money.
Yep.
So it'd be like the perfect balance.
Yeah. Mayweather lived down the street.
That's exactly right.
Come in. Right. So he had an article, Five Sports Book Regulars, and went down and describes this. And I'm sure you guys can chime in too about the regulars and the guys you don't like at the book. He starts with the black cloud. And I know exactly who he's talking about. The black cloud is the guy who's never happy. When he wins, he should have bet more.
Of course.
When he loses, the refs robbed him. The coach stinks or a player made a mistake. The bad beats are endless. My black cloud is Rick Poe. He's talking about Rick Esposito. He was the guy who was the high school athlete who would have been in the bigs had he not blown out his knee. He was a delivery driver who spent more time looking at lines than delivering his packages. Rick knew the WNBA, though. Of course, the limits were so low he couldn't win enough. Then he'd give it all back on everything else, and he would tell everyone who would listen. Paul, I love the guy. He's a character, Rick Esposito. They call me the machine. I hit a home run off Steve Bedrosian in high school. Unbelievable. Then I blew my knee out.
What could have been?
Yes. Yeah. From Stamford, Connecticut. He went to Bobby Valentine. Yeah.
He's a funny guy.
Yes, he's great.
He is. Yeah. Yeah, he's the guy. We're sitting at the South Point many years ago, and Loosen Up My Buttons came on, right? Pussycat Dolls. And he starts shaking his head, and he goes, this is a fun song, isn't it? I give it an 87, easy to dance to. And I almost fell out of the booth, and I have stolen that line now ever since.
Yes! It's the most random thing ever.
Caught me off guard.
Yeah, that's Rick Esposito. So he goes, that's who Dave mentions right off the bat, and he's right. I mean, you believe the beats I take?
Oh, God.
I give him credit, though, to his credit. He did have the Astros against the Pirates with Billy Wagner. I think they blew a 7-2 lead with two outs in the ninth one time. It was crazy.
Oh,
look that game up. He had everything possible, but he was, The Screamer, one of our favorites in the book, usually reserved for a horse better. Guy would yell and scream at the TVs, total disregard for anyone who was around him. Entertainment, though. We had Mooch, the legend, 6'5", mid-60s, loved the ponies. At the quarter pole, as the trifecta was lined up, he would yell, stop the race. Also, when his team was covering, he would always yell, end the game. He would yell, hold on, come on, hold on, down the stretch so loud, everyone stopped in the book. We wouldn't even look at the screens, we just watched him. Mooch is a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, that was in Chris Andrews. He's written a couple of books. Chris Andrews has been in this racket for a long, long time, been an odds maker forever over at the South Point. Great guy. What is it, Kenny the Screamer? What was that guy's nickname back in the 80s in Las Vegas? I read the book. I can't remember the... It was Kenny the Yeller or Kenny... He actually shot a TV at the Stardust, I believe it was one time. Shot it with a gun.
Yeah.
And then came around. It was like Larry David. Hey, and he, a couple of days later.
It was in a book. There was a guy, someone got shot in the Stardust.
Yeah.
And then 2 seconds later, a guy's just totally, hey, are the parlay cards out yet?
Yep. Where are they?
Someone just got shot.
I need my four-teamer in.
Yeah, right, right. That's like years ago with our buddy Fitz, who worked at the Orleans. 9/11, guy walks in. Is this going to be on all day? Right, looking at the TVs, incredible. Eddie Mush, Bronx Tale. Always a guy, the Mush, who can't pick his nose, and the sick feeling in your stomach, knowing, oh no, I'm on the same side as this guy. The know-it-all. Guy's the smartest guy in the room. He has all the answers regardless of the topic. And when it comes to betting on sports, he has the winners. Just ask him, he'll tell you. They had Loudmouth Dave. Vegas veterans have battled back and forth with him for decades. He's been thrown out of books, challenged to fights in the parking lot, but he comes back every day.
So this is not a sports book thing. I think anybody can relate to this in their walk of life. I know somebody like this. I won't name names, won't tell you.
Very opinionated, but think they know every, yes.
He has.
Every topic.
He was very successful in his life.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't matter if you're talking about politics. It doesn't matter if you're talking about science. It doesn't matter if you're talking about sports. He comes over the top, has to be the loudest person in the room every time. And then he sounds like a complete idiot on every topic because he's lost, but he thinks he's right on everything.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I know more than you. I think I told that story before. He's in a room with Bill Gates. He would try to talk about computers. Listen to me here for a second.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah.
Sure.
You bet.
Sure. At VSiN Live, you can tweet at us, ftm@vsiN.com, the email. Sportsbook regulars, guys you don't like, guys you can't stand. Black Cloud, Screamer, the Mush, the Know-It-All. And Dave Sherapan closes with Pitta, pain in the ass.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be the high roller or even the $5 better, the parlay better. Just asking for everything. And you got the sheets and you have the stats. Do you have this? And oh, I made a mistake. Can you see what this parlay calculation? Can you type this in, see how much it pays and do the? I mean, it goes on and on. And he brought up Foxy.
Yeah.
For 5 years. No, that's the other one. You don't have the numbers. You don't have the teams. You're not. You're holding up the line. Know what you're doing.
Right. And the same people do it every day, year after year after year.
Yes.
They
don't want to be educated. They don't realize, yep, Foxy for 5 years.
By the way, sorry, it was Crying Kenny.
Oh, Crying Kenny.
Crying Kenny.
Okay, very good. Yep. For 5 years, Foxy was unprepared, scrambling, out of breath, would always come up last second and bet at the post. We'd draw straws as who would take her bets. Never made a straight bet, never used a number, always violated the shot clock at the window.
Good shot line.
Absolutely. Taken all day. People behind you, busy day, Saturday, whatever, don't have the numbers ready, nothing ready. Very good. Sportsbook regulars.
Las Vegas is different than most other jurisdictions because we still have these brick and mortars everywhere, right?
Yeah.
So I feel bad for the tellers and the writers for the major sporting events. I feel bad for them.
Yeah, it's tough.
I mean, it really is.
The guy who drives me nuts is guy who claps after every basket. I mean, we're going to be here a while.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of them.
Yep.
So how about this video?
Oh, this is
so you have the Screamer, which a lot of people don't like, but sometimes you get the entertainment.
Don't find this dead f***ing grave. Give me the Stanley double. Come on, get up his f***ing and beat him.
I need that three.
Die with this gray horse one time. This 3-5. Get up there and beat this roach. Come on, get up there and be a racehorse. Get him on the turn here, five, let's go.
Sit down.
Right by and give me the daily double, baby. Let's go. Unleash this five by. 5 or 7. 1 is 2. Don't buy him. Die with this dead gray, I'm begging. I am begging. What are you guys going to buy this dead gray? Go buy him. Go buy him. Get by this piece of shit. Get up. Get up for the double.
Get up, 7.
Get up, 7. Don't hang. Get up. Get up, you beast.
And he loses, and he throws the hat, the glasses, the form, everything.
Get up, you beast.
It's a yard sale. I like the one video that got, get him up, get him up, 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 up.
Crackman tweeted it out years ago.
Oh, it's so good.
And the first time I can't believe
the guy yelling, sit down. That is
no, you take
great
that in.
Entertainment.
You enjoy that.
Oh, was he good.
Yep.
He's right up against, he's got his nose against the TV.
Yep.
I'm begging you.
Time for the pro tip of the hour. Chris Felica with a good tweet. The Bear, last 10 years, service academies are 13-3 ATS, 5-1 as underdogs with 3 outright wins in bowl games. That's the pro tip of the hour. We do one every hour on VSiN across every show. That means at least 20 every single day.
Surprising. I would think the because with the time to prepare, it would go against them, right?
Right, right. But you can also respond to us, by the way. The Sportsbook Regular, ftm@vsin.com is the email. We're on Twitter @VSiN Live, @MitchMossRadio, @PaulieHoward. Professional, better. Brad Powers on the show coming up next. A lot to get into, including all these line moves and bets that he still likes today in bowl games coming up.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedatum. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.